Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Eating a beacon egg. Right. Open this egg and I'm eating this egg and it's very quiet and nice and dark and still. Kids are just going down to sleep. It's like a little end of day treat for me. Sucking on a little bit of But the problem with those eggs is, and the way I eat them is that you've got to crumble them, right? So keep them in the foil, crumble the top end in, peel the foil back, and then eat the little bits of the chocolate out, right? At some point, one of the kids came running through and bumped me, boom, and the little crumbles went, ooh, and some of it, and now it's dark. Now, I don't put the light on, like bright light on, the spotlights are on. Downlighters. So I'm looking and I'm picking up and I'm putting back the bits of chocolate that's on the floor. So I put it back and put the chocolates down. Go back to the kids' rooms. Anyway, put them back. I'm now, ooh, Netflix and my egg, right? Parking off, eating the egg. I picked up a moth.
Oh, no. Oh.
One of those little moths, but just the carcass of which, and put it into my egg thing, and then.
Oh.
Do you know how revolting a moth tastes?
Oh, no.
Especially when you're expecting a piece of chocolate.
And that dust on their wings.
I didn't feel the dust on their wings. I crunched the dead carcass of a dead moth.
But I know where you got it wrong, Rocky. The 5-second rule. You took about 10 seconds to pick up all the chocolate again. And that moth just snuck in there. Ay, man.
Tell me a little bit about what went down.
It actually was in my varsity playing days. Mm-hmm. We were at Forries in Newlands.
Institution.
Yeah, and I mean, we had that team consisted of Eamon Etzebeth. And imagine a bunch of rugby players standing in this Forries area around a table, having fines meetings. Now, fines meetings is when you made a couple of mistakes in the game and you need to down some drinks. Obviously, I made a couple of mistakes, 2 knock-ons, few errors, and I had to down a couple of that would be...
Vili would have killed
you. Not a forward pass in that case. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, downing 2 beers, which I didn't like the taste of it at the time. And then I grab my social drink, my Coke on the side. And it's a blikkie Coke. And ek vat so 'n groot sluk na die bier smaak in my mond. And as I take a slukkie of that Coke, I just taste an inchie.
A cigarette butt
in my mouth. Guys.
Oh, Stompy.
That's horrible.
Stompy. Any focus on Lexington?
So, look, it was in the middle of summer and we had this infestation of flies. Maar jy weet nou wat was daar die groen
voor
daai coral flies op steroids. And my wife wanted a milkshake and I got the milkshake from, you know, the Golden Arches. And she was like, listen, can you please add ice to it? So I took the cover off, put the ice in there. And Ari Groen Brommer, Louis, he managed to find his way inside there, which I did not see. So I give the milkshake to my wife, and I'm like, here, Liffy, is a lekker melkskommel vir jou geniet dat ek die baba hou. And she sat back, and she's sipping. Next thing, I just see her eyes went from the small saucer to those big ceramic plates. And she's like, what the hell is in my mouth? And I told her, ik weet niet wat van je mond is. And she said, this thing is moving. And I'm like, what is your tongue? And she's like, no, there's something in my mouth. And I'm like, open your mouth. And she doesn't want to open her mouth. And I put my fingers in there. And Louis is deciding to do a little rave in what he's doing. And he didn't flip around in the mouth. And I couldn't get it out. So now I was fearful that Louis was going to go down the throat. And I took a wet wipe, a dirty one. And I'm like, but you were the one who would be so careful with using a wet wipe. I was like, it doesn't matter.
Put it in.
Louis loved it. It doesn't matter. And eventually got the fly out. And I told her for at least 2 weeks, you're not coming near me with that mouth.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.